North Carolina's new voting law has been a hot topic of discussion and litigation this election year. The law reduced the number of early voting days, eliminated same-day registration during early voting, and did away with the counting of out-of-precinct ballots. In 2016, voter ID is scheduled to take effect. This week, the law was the subject of a public forum hosted by NPR's Michelle Martin. We'll now hear some voices from that event. You'll hear from the four panelists first.
We all say that everyone should vote, and I'm not sure that we all say that. And we certainly aren't saying it in the actions that we see, particularly here in North Carolina, where we have laws that are deliberately restricting people from voting.
This idea that we have low turnout because of procedural difficulties, I'm sorry, but again, the Census Bureau survey data on non-voters shows that is not the case. The vast majority of folks say the reason they don't vote is because they're not interested in politics, they're not interested in the candidates, they don't think it'll make a difference. That's a cultural issue.
There's some evidence that some of the changes in the voting rules have energized people to actually show up and vote because they're like, I'm not going to let them take my vote away. But that doesn't sort of actually address the issue of whether it's right or wrong to make those changes.
Michael Dickerson, tell
Perfect.
Us a little bit.
Sure. This election coming up in Mecklenburg County, where we're at now, we're probably looking at a 45% turnout. 50% would be great. We've already matched the 7 days that were cut out as of yesterday for early voting in this state.
The panic right now is acute. And yes, you are disenfranchising a particular segment of the population, people who cannot get out. They do not have a driver's license. They don't have the money to have a car. They're physically unable to get themselves there. And there has always been a network in Charlotte, a very kind, loving network of church people and others who get people to the polls, and now there just are not enough people to get those people there because of the cut in the time that you can get there.
They can take away your property, they can take away a whole lot of things, but there's nothing that the legislature has done that says we take away the right to vote.
Okay.
And November the 4th is still available for people to vote who can't vote early. There's nothing unreasonable about asking people to vote in a certain time frame.
If the Supreme Court, in their damn Citizen United thing, which gave such power to money, and they're limiting the rights of the little person, no wonder people don't vote. People don't feel like their voice matters.
As long as you've got Democrats and Republicans, you'll always have these arguments. Our goal is to administer and make sure that everybody is fairly treated and fairly respected when they get to our voting booths.